This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 and loving you so, 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 so.
Everybody's here. Hi. Let's see what we got going on here in this hour of the Good Day program. I revert back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when it was how many years? Jennifer, 28 years, I said good day.
Yeah, I mean, so this now, is a tough habit to break, Dougie.
It is. It's the DJV experience.
And we're still having a good day here.
Yes, it is a good way to have a good day. Right, so in a little bit, we're going to spend some time forecasting what 2017 may be all about. But before we get there, I want to bring back somebody, actually two people, who have contributed. We first met Tim Link a month or so ago, who is the best-selling author of Talking with Dogs and Cats and Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. Also with us is our pal Warren Eckstein, who is a fabulous communicator with animals in a contemporary sense. I do not believe when you were here before, Tim, that you were on with Warren, but I think the two of you know each other. Do you not, or are we going into virgin territory? Does Tim Link know Warren Eckstein and vice versa?
I do know Warren. I do know Warren and all his great work that he does. And Warren has been on my show in the past.
Okay.
And I've been on Warren's show, so it's kumbaya. Everybody's happy.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Oh,
kumbaya.
Boy. You'll learn, Tim, not to give him any song triggers.
Note number one in my learning session.
All right. Okay. That's fine. So I had we talked about this when you were here before, Tim, my English bulldog, Charlotte, who died in April of 2015 after 14-plus years, almost 15 years of being here. And I was going to write a book, and I still have it in my mind to do it. But as usual, things, the reality of running a business and stuff gets in the way of me wanting to just put down all my thoughts, all my memories of Charlotte into a book called Charlotte's Tales. Very clever. One of the guys that works with me on the farm, I have a farm and a dairy farm, Tim. I don't think I told you that when you were here before. And Charlotte was very much a part of life here on the farm with the people who are here. So my pal Donald wanted me to call the book Charlotte's Tales with a picture of her bobbed tail, which probably make a good cover. But because you're an animal communicator, that means for those who are unwashed, that he being Tim, is able to talk to the animals in the fullest sense of the word. And I get a lot of people telling me that on your show, the Pet Life Radio show, that there are people calling asking to have you connect them with their past dogs. And I think we did a little of that, but to show how you work, I have a question that I didn't get to ask you when you were here before about my dog, Charlotte, and what she thinks of our new dog, Millie. I have sort of philosophically thought that Charlotte directed us to Millie because she fits very well with Meredith, and she actually fits quite well with me, although there's never going to be another Charlotte. And I resisted because Meredith wanted me to take Millie at the beginning for my dog, and I just am not ready for another dog because Charlotte's my dog. But in terms of the spirit world, what does Charlotte think of Millie?
Well, it's a good thing. You know, you hit it spot on that Millie was directed toward you. You know, I've got a chapter in my latest book called Talking with Dogs and Cats. And in the book, I always reference the fact that animals always seem to find us. It's not always on our time schedule. We may not be looking for a particular pet or a pet at all. Or we may go into our local rescue or shelter and think, wow, you know, I want this certain breed of dog. And we end up with something totally different. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that, you know, she was directed to you. The other thing that I'll throw back your way is oftentimes when we've had animals that have made their transition, they will come back, you know, in, you know, we'll call it an energetic source. They'll come back and they'll leave their teachings with animals that are part of our lives now, part of our heart connection at the time of their transition, as well as new animals that come into our lives that become part of our family, become part of our heart connection. So the question to you is, do you see some characteristics? Do you see some things that definitely would remind you that are very similar between the two of them?
Well, she's an alpha, for starters. She's a Staffordshire, which is a sort of a bulldog, of a pit bull. But I can't help but think that the two of them, if they were together here, wouldn't get along particularly well because they both want to be the boss.
Okay. But are there also other things that you've seen that Charlotte used to do? Way she used to like to eat or sleep, certain cuddle times, things she used to bark at that the other one is now starting to bark at, certain characteristics that are embedded or would be imprinted from Charlotte.
You have to start noticing, looking for that.
I haven't
now.
Really, yeah, maybe I'll start. Yeah. I don't know that I've wanted to do that. I think I said when you were here before that another lady that we got to meet, Amelia Kincaid, told us in a seminar that we went to last year that Charlotte would be back 2 years from this past April. And I think that we all, those of us who believe in reincarnation as far as people is concerned, why not in terms of dogs? And Warren, I wonder whether you get that question a lot, whether you're talking to Tim or just in general from listeners to your show, The Pet Show. Are people concerned? Do they hear? Do they feel? Do they think? Because I certainly believe, I don't know if it's because I want, there's no other Charlotte, but does that spirit come back again? One of my sensitive friends said that, excuse me, the way I would tell is for the dog who comes in to, like Charlotte would, when we were walking in the woods, she would go so far and then she'd stop. And she turned around and looked to see that I was there. So that's the sort of thing, excuse me, when an animal comes back with those sorts of traits, is that the thing you're talking about, whether that sort of thing is pronounced in the new dog? Is that what you're asking, Tim?
Yeah. So what will happen in pretty much every case that I've ever dealt with when clients have lost an animal is their animal will make their transition. So they'll pass. They'll go to that heavenly space. For our animals, we call it the Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm. It's all the same place. Every living energy that's had been in body before will make that journey back into source. So we'll go with our animals. We'll be at the same place if people want to know that. But oftentimes, the animals made their transition will come back. Their energetic form, since it's not attached to any body, it can go anywhere it wants to at any time.
Yeah.
So at that point, they come back often and leave their imprints, their teachings, with the other animals in the household. So that's when you start to, if you slow down enough, you breathe, and you take a good look at it, you'll see certain characteristics that Charlotte used to do, things she used to do, how she used to do them, the walks she used to take. There'll be little things that'll pop up, and it will be also prevalent in your new dog. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a total reincarnation where she's come back in form to you. That can happen. But at the very least, especially in those early days, you're going to see those little imprints, little characteristics that'll make you go, oh, wait a minute, Charlie used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
What we're talking about.
But I think the question that Meredith had was more specifically, does Charlotte like Millie in the sense that the circumstance exists that Charlotte's not here physically, but around me, I feel around me all the time, wherever I am.
You know, Doug, I have a little bit different approach. Having studied in Europe the way I did, first of all, in Europe, they're much more in tune with their pets than we are over here. But the bottom line is this. I don't believe our pets ever leave. I believe that when something moves on, the spirit is there, the light is there. Now, I'm not a communicator. I don't talk to animals the same way Tim might. I watch them carefully. And what I've noticed also is that very often the animal will take on very similar traits that the animal you had previously, due partially to maybe reincarnation, but also partially to the way you treat that dog or cat. For example, I've had hundreds of dogs in my lifetime, and there are similar traits. traits that all of these dogs and cats have had based on the way I treat them. So a lot of that has to do with the way we treat them. In terms of communicating with them, that's beyond me. I don't talk to them in some other way. I just kind of watch their behavior. But I do understand that when something dies, their spirit, their light never leaves, and that light's always around us. For example, there are times that I hear from people whose dog or cat has died maybe 15 or 20 years ago, and there was a fire in their house or something. Catastrophe, and they heard that specific dog barking or that specific cat meowing. So I'm a believer in the fact that the spirit is always there. But I think part of it has to do with the way we treat our animals. Therefore, they're going to respond in similar ways.
What a wonderful point. Yeah. All right. So maybe I'm looking or asking the wrong question when I ask whether Charlotte likes Millie. It just is one of the things that when we found her, we weren't looking for her. She was in the back cage of a kill center in Brooklyn where we had gone to look for a couple of other dogs. And Millie just sort of jumped up and made herself known to us. And
yeah, but Charlotte is happy not because of that. Charlotte is happy because you're happy that you have Millie. Not only did you, you know, the legacy of Charlotte move on because you saved another dog's life, but if Charlotte is looking down right now, and I believe they're always around us, she's happy because you, in fact, are happy. And in her mind, knowing Charlotte the way I did, you did exactly what Charlotte would have told you to do had she been around.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's a great point, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. All right, so Tim.
Very plausible.
And yeah, it is extraordinarily plausible. Tim and Warren, the sorts of things, because you both do radio programs, what are the most common questions, Warren, that you get when either Tim visits with you or in this arena about dogs? Because people certainly are so connected, they want to know what's up with them. I mean, the afternoon that Charlotte died, that night, on the way driving back from Florida to Massachusetts, I just drove straight through. I talked to an animal communicator in Los Angeles to find out where Charlotte was. And that was within probably 8 hours of her leaving. So I wonder if people come to you, Tim, especially right after the event, to want to know that their animal is okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. First of all, when we talk about the energy coming back or visiting whenever it wants to, if you open yourself up to it, if you allow yourself to, in that heightened state, to breathe and to calm down, you are liable to hear your dog walking, talking, barking, whatever it is. You will have a connection because your animal does, like Warren said, is always watching over you. Wants the best for you, wants to make sure that you're healing as soon as possible. So you definitely will, if you open yourself up to it, you will feel, see, sense, hear your other animal that just made their transition.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, when I get contact, especially right afterwards, the biggest thing for us humans is we always put fear and doubt in our minds. So I think it's our natural instinct that as soon as an animal passed, we start thinking, did we do the right thing? Were we there? Did we do enough? Did we not do enough? How didn't I catch this sooner?
I felt guilty for as long as she's been gone about that.
Absolutely. And I think it's our natural trait to do that. What the animals are trying to get through to you and what Charlotte was trying to get through to you is that all is well. There's no more pain. There's no more suffering. Yeah. There's no more issues at this point. And now I need to be here for you to help you heal. Mm. And I think it's also part of the reason that she sent Millie your way.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there are, I think there are all kinds of messages, maybe from the past, but what I find in talking to you, you are a calming influence. Certainly Warren is as well when it comes to things like this. Warren's very practical. Some people think what you do isn't very practical, but it's very helpful. And so with that, I recommend this book, Talking with Dogs and Cats, and some of the other things. If you look up Tim Link, you got a pet lover that you are close to, anything from Warren Eckstein's Hugs and Kisses department is a great gift, and perhaps Tim's book. What's your website, Tim?
My website is wagging-tails.com. That's wagging-tales.com.
All right. There you go. Tim, thank you for being here. Merry Christmas to you. Warren, thank you for your help. Talk to you again soon. 21 after the hour here.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Now on the DJV experience with our continuing airplay of the holiday tunes that are most successfully listed on the Billboard magazine chart of popular Christmas tunes. This is number 39 on that list of 50 by Amy Grant. It's the most wonderful time of the year version or cover. Go ahead, let's sing along. We can all sing.
Make people happy is the thing so everyone can hear.
Right. I try to. Amy Grant sort of has a. I didn't think her voice was this big. Crank this up or sing, Kelly.
This is actually not a good representation of her voice. I think it's much better than this.
Most wonderful time.
I don't like this version at all.
I don't like it either.
It's like so Pollyanna. I mean, not that you can make Christmas music with like her grit, but it's just.
I was trying to make it better.
It's fine.
I like music. And it's sad because I like this song and I like Amy Grant. It's just not working out.
Together, yeah.
Not together. All right, let's see how Haley Steinfeld would do. We don't have a version of her singing that, but we do have some music from her. She's become a singer as well as the Academy Award nominated actress. She's going to host and perform at the annual Billboard Women in Music Awards, honoring the standout female stars, executives of 2016, people who have worked in the music business. So, Haley Steinfeld will join Madonna, Woman of the Year, and Shania Twain is going to be the icon honoree. The event will be held on Friday in New York, and then the program will air on the 12th next Monday on Lifetime. So this is kind of a neat thing. She's proven to be someone you wouldn't have expected her to be under the circumstances, given that she started out as the actress in True Grit, the update
right.
of that.
She was only 14, I think, when she did that movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I think her crossover kind of came because she was in The Last Pitch Perfect. So she was in the movie, but she was singing in it. And that
she's also 19, with Taylor
by the way.
So.
She's only 19 now.
Right.
And you're
song.
Right, Jen. She's in the squad. She's in Taylor Swift's squad, so
she
got some encouragement there, yeah.
This is this Starving that we're listening to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 on the top 40 airplane. Good, Doug. Airplane charts this week. She's also going to be in a new movie with Woody Harrelson and Kira Sedgwick. Actually, it's been around for a while. Age of 17. Anybody see that?
No, but it looks really good. I saw an ad for it last night. And I think maybe it opened in limited release in November,
yeah,
but it's coming out this weekend, maybe?
Right, this weekend or next weekend.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, nice. All right, so other honorees and performers at the Women in Music event will be, let's see here, Alicia Cara, I don't know her. Alicia Cara?
Alicia Cara was a YouTube star from Canada, and she opened for Coldplay on this last tour. And for a little girl who, it kind of came out of nowhere, she had unbelievable stage presence in these stadiums filled with people. I was so impressed by her.
Really?
She was really great, yeah.
Meghan Trainor also won. One of the honorees, Maren Morris, who I'm learning more about every day here, and Kesha will be awarded. We think these are all well-deserved. What do we know about, we talk about Kesha.
I'm going to give it Kesha, because she hasn't, not because it's her fault, but she hasn't really had anything big lately. I mean, I feel like this is more of a symbolic thing for her.
Mm.
This is a show of support. Yeah. Well, the whole Dr. Luke sexual lawsuit
she
thing.
She's gotten the raw deal, not through any fault of her own, other than speaking up after being literally diddled with. So I think
that's how a lot of people feel. I mean, and Sony's been blocking her music, or he specifically has been blocking her.
28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week of December 5th through December the 11th. The moon moves through the signs of Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. The week starts out rather low-key in the water sign Pisces, heats up in the middle of the week in the fire sign Aries, so get those to-do lists ready. And then the moon moves to the sign of Taurus. Taurus is a practical earth sign, and they want to get the work done. So this will be a week of really allowing us to get into the holiday spirit and move through it easily. To view my holiday offers or for information on a private reading with me, you can go to MariaFrancesca.com. Have a wonderful week.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Follow the program on Twitter at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen. Do we have representation of those dumb tweets we were talking about earlier? The dumbest of dumb people follow, and I'm not saying this about everybody. How many followers does Twitter have? 300-400 million?
What's the number?
Anybody I don't know. That's a good question.
That even seems maybe a little low.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you want to know what's trending on Twitter right now?
I would love to know that.
I don't have dumb tweets for you, but I could tell you what's trending. The number one thing right now is Person of the Year. Donald Trump was just named Time's Person of the Year.
Yeah.
The hashtag Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Today's Pearl Harbor Day. Hashtag Holiday Pickup Lines. That's kind of fun. Another hashtag, in 2017, I want to, and then you get to fill in the blank. Wednesday Wisdom is trending. Let's see, Richard Spencer, who's that white supremacist who spoke at Texas A&M University. Greatest Generation. And then, Dougie, this one close to your heart, USS Arizona is trending.
Yeah. A lot of things at December 7th, in the December 7th vein. The story of Jim Downing, who is now 103 years old.
going back to Hawaii today with other survivors who were still alive. That
before
were
we
there.
Tell this story, just real quick, because I know we're going to be serious, so I just wanted to give you one of these holiday pickup lines before we go down that road.
Oh, please. Yes.
Is your name Jingle Bells? Because you look like you're going to go all the way.
I'm glad you saw that one. I was laughing about that one.
That's maybe funny. We should spend more time with those than anything else. What else have you got there?
Let's see. Want to come to my place and check out my Yule log?
These are dangerous.
Let's see. Some of these are not safe for air.
Your stocking isn't the only thing I'm going to be filling up tonight. Is that appropriate? I don't know.
Whoa.
Won't you guide my lay tonight?
The tree isn't the only thing that's going to have an angel sitting on top of it.
Oh, my God.
How about we make this a not-so-silent night?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Right.
Well, here's one for you, Doug. The Grinch's heart won't be the only thing growing three times its size tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Nice of you. That's good. All right, so those are some of the...
Thank you for letting me get that out of my
system.
You're welcome. Yeah.
All right, so I was focusing on Jim Downing. I don't know that he has a Twitter account.
One more? For the chief seat?
No, I don't even know what this means. Oh, gosh. Ever have a fat guy with a beard come down your chimney before?
I don't think that one would work very well. That's a no for me.
It's the general laugh.
That'll work for Jen, though.
It did apparently work for her. And she doesn't even have a chimney in her house.
No. Actually, I do. Yes, I do.
Really? You have heat there yet and running water?
Well, I'm working on running water, but I do have heat.
She has to go to the outhouse to
put
a bathroom.
When I go to the food store, you know, I buy some water.
Zing. All right. Do I have now your permission to move on to Pearl Harbor?
Please, yes.
Pearl Harbor Day. Jim Downing, one of the people that I read about who has gone back to Hawaii, there are 100 or so men and a few women who have survived, lived this long, that were actually there the day of Pearl Harbor in harm's way. Japanese attack got us into World War II. Imagine, what do you think those stories would be like? I don't know of anybody. I've never met anybody, never interviewed anybody. I have never known anybody who actually was there, even though there were plenty of people in my family that served and that were connected after the fact. But not being there. Can you imagine being a soldier stationed there and watching what was going on? Well, I mean, because Pearl Harbor is not a big facility. It's not a big open harbor. And so everything is built around. It's like a horseshoe. And to see or imagine what people saw, I mean, you know the movies, you see that's all the stuff in the movies, but actually being there, imagine what must have happened, what was going on in that man's mind then and now when he goes back there again. So it's just a food for thought stuff on a day that needs remembrance. It's an important day in the history of our country, and we... I think at some point in time during the day, no matter how old we are, what our background is, we ought to think some about what happened on this day in 1941. I certainly do each year. Here's a more up-to-date situation. The fellow that said he wanted to kill President Obama during the State of the Union address last year, sentenced yesterday to 30 years in the clinker, Christopher Lee Cornell, said he was inspired by Daesh, responding to his sentencing, said, "Allah's in control, not the judge." He caught the attention of authorities before the fact when he was all over various social media expressing support for Daesh, was arrested after sharing his plot to kill Obama with an informant who had found him as a result of what he was posting on Facebook and other social media. His lawyer argued that the plot was never close to coming to fruition, saying his ideas were not rationally possible or remotely realistic. He created a character with a different name in a fantasy where the character was somebody else in the world. You know what? I'm going to come down on the side of the courts here, whether you're in it or not. I think this is one of those things, one of those examples of something you just can't tolerate. This is not tolerable. This is not a good way of referencing freedom of speech issues, which also came up during the trial, because he actually didn't do anything. He talked about it. But 30 years in jail, is that appropriate? I think you can make an argument for it, because people shouldn't be thinking this is one thing that's a no-no, no matter who's in the White House. You don't do this stuff. It's not acceptable.
Right.
So this is a lesson. 30 years for doing this sort of thing, I think that sends out a pretty strong message if people are actually listening to it. The problem is that these people don't give a you-know-what because they're not listening to that. Their ally is everything, and they get led down these paths. And so to them, this is another day. Okay, so I'm in jail for 30 years. Or maybe somebody will kill me, and I'll go be with the virgins, and I've done Allah's work to get rid of the infidels. That's the way they think. Crackpots that they are.
Well, there's a crackpot who was just arrested in New York City here where I am for trying to burn down the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. I know we were under high alert in Los Angeles because of a threat that had come into the Universal City train station.
Yeah. They're everywhere. Nuts.
Yeah.
In a moment, we'll find out whether these sorts of things, these kind of pseudo-attacks or real attacks are in our future. The trends for 2017 with Gary Davis up next here.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty, joy to the girl.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Breast cancer will affect 1 in 8 women during their lifetime. And while mammography is key to early detection, there is some confusion about when to start screening and how often.
Big factor that impacts a lot of women is this concept of dense breast tissue. The real way to detect density is by having a mammogram. And if anybody wants to know what is my density and how will that impact my future frequency of screening, we really are now concentrating on getting that information from a mammogram.
Dr. Sandy Pruthi from the Breast Diagnostic Clinic at Mayo Clinic.
And it makes sense that if you have more dense breast tissue, you should be screened more frequently because of the challenges of interpreting the mammogram.
Different organizations have different thoughts on when to start mammograms and how frequently they should be done. So a conversation with your health care provider could provide some direction. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, let's see what we have going on here in terms of the next year in our lives. Joining us now is Gary Davis, Chief Consumer Security Evangelist, Vice President of Global Consumer Marketing for Intel Security. So, Gary, the assumption would be that with a title like that and the job you have, we're going to be very concerned or interested in what you think 2017 has in store for us in terms of our own safety and security.
Yeah, a lot of good news here. Well, it's informative news. I'm not sure if it's good news, but it's certainly news that or information that consumers should be aware of.
So what kind of things do we need to be aware of? You were here, I was just talking before you came on, if you heard me, about some of these terrorist groups and their plots to do this and that and all the stuff on social media. Social media is one thing. Pulling it off is something else. But sometimes the stuff that appears in the news, on social media, wherever, can get people worked up and nothing's really going to happen. But yet we want to be prepared as a result of these things. Is that too much of a stretch? Is that too problematic?
No, I don't think so. What we're really talking about here is this idea of being informed and educated, right? Because an informed consumer who knows what some of these risks are and what they can do to stay safe is going to be far ahead of somebody who's not. right? And that's what we're trying to get out there, is that we predict some of these things are going to take place. Here's what you should do to make sure you're not a victim.
All right. So let's go through some of the specifics. Is this in-home safety stuff? Is this in shopping malls? Is this, where is this? Where, give us a glimpse of the future in this next year as to where threat assessments are being made and where problems may arise.
Sure. That we can do something about. Our threat predictions report covers the whole gamut of the spate. What I'm going to talk about specifically this morning are the areas that we think are important to consumers. You know, for example, one of the things that we talk about in our report is that for the past couple of years, one of the most popular forms of malware is this type called ransomware. And with ransomware, what it does is it encrypts certain files on your computer that make it inaccessible until you pay a ransom. You know, we're going to see in 2017 that start to taper off the decline. And the reason for that is that your industry has been working closely with law enforcement to really go aggressively after these bad actors that are creating and distributing this ransomware. However, in 2017, what we're going to see happen is they're going to shift their focus from targeting your PCs or laptops with ransomware to targeting your smartphone. You imagine, Doug, waking up one day and you're unable to unlock, you're unable to, send a text message or receive a call or do anything on your smartphone until you pay a ransom. Yeah. We think that's going to be the next target for some of these bad actors. Another area I'm sorry?
Well, I'm remembering now us, Victoria and Jennifer, having a conversation about this not long ago, where, and I think there was even the theme of a television show, one of these dramas that had that, this sort of is a theme to it, holding up, the hackers get a hold of stuff and they'll, they don't want anything except your money. They're not trying to blow anything up, but that's still dangerous.
Yeah, cybercrime is a very lucrative market. You know, we estimate the cybercrime market to be anywhere from $300 billion to $1 trillion. That's a large and lucrative market. These cybercrime networks are highly efficient. They're well structured. They're well funded. And honestly, you remember there was a time where proximity mattered when committing a crime. You had to go to the bank to rob it. Those days are gone. All this stuff is done behind doors and the darkest parts of the world, and they can target almost anybody they want. So, it's very complicated for somebody to go after a cyber criminal in a distant land that are behind difficult to prosecute borders. And that's some of the challenges we have in the space.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing? Give us a few seconds on what Intel or some of these other, Norton, McAfee, are they the places that are going to be the salvation here?
Well, nobody's going to be the salvation. Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet to security. However, when it comes to your smartphone, one of the things we encourage consumers to do is to use the same mindset on that smartphone that you use on your PC. Put antivirus on it. When you get either operating system or application updates, apply those straight away. You use some of those same precautions you use on your PC with your smartphone. The challenge today is most people look at that smartphone as a phone more so than a
radio. I wouldn't have even thought about that. Maybe the whole visit you've had with us is worth that last tip. In fact, that whole business about putting security on your iPad or your iPhone or Samsung device, whatever it is, wow. That's something I think most of us haven't thought about. So thank you, Gary. Gary Davis here with some tips on what to look out for next year, technically.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759.
1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Yoda music. How am Yoda?
I don't know. You could go on YouTube and check. I'm sure he does.
But you know what's interesting?
This theme song, which is Darth Vader's March, which I picked off YouTube. Don't tell anybody other than us. I don't want the general audience knowing. But anyway, 47 million people clicked on that YouTube clip over time. I don't know how long it's been up there, but it tells you how popular Star Wars is, and we're 9 days out from Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. The first
Didn't you say they're going to produce a new Star Wars movie pretty much every year with some
It looks that
angle?
Way. Well, it is a couple things. They have a Han Solo trilogy in pre-production.
Yeah.
And they're talking about an Obi-Wan Kenobi spin-off film also.
Really? Who's young Han Solo going to be?
I don't remember his name, but it's
Somebody
he currently co-stars with Warren Beatty in the movie Rules Don't Apply. Yeah, he's relatively unknown in terms of the general public who follows film.
It's a tough role, but what a great part
for his bank account.
Well, great opportunity it could be if he does it, you know, the right way. Like the kid who plays the son in Manchester by the Sea. We'll talk about that in a moment because Meredith and I went to see it last night. It isn't what you, well, I don't know what you expect, but it's a very powerful movie and not exactly Christmas and uplifting. But I'll give you the lowdown and maybe spoiler alert too, just for fun. It's Chuck Curry who's on us, on with us on DJV at 55 after the hour.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
All right, before we talk about Manchester by the Sea, I thought it was interesting, Chucker, that the Best Music Film nominations for the Grammys came out, and 8 days a Week, the touring years with the Beatles, is among those nominated, and I find, frankly, I'm supportive of that. There are
a good
a lot
documentary.
Of, yeah, well, music.
Really good.
It's very, very good. All right, so Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck, who's in his real... This is the first starring vehicle, really starring vehicle for him, and he proves up to it, in my opinion. I'm not a music. I'm not a movie critic. I know what I like and what I don't like. The movie was a real downer. But the story itself is, even though powerful and at the end, it works out well for everybody except Casey Affleck's brother, who doesn't make it. But
spoiler alert! Oh man, jeez!
How is Michelle Williams in that movie?
Very faint, not much of an influence, not much. She's nothing, as far as I can see.
Really, even though she's rumored to be a front runner for Best Supporting Actress, you don't like her?
Maybe in that, but she's done. She never did anything for me anyway, and she doesn't do for me anything for me in this movie.
Okay.
I just think that it's a core movie. Affleck's in every scene, and I think Kyle Chandler is good in it. And, you know, it's the story. It really is. The story is
so
what starts.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
It depends on what the consideration is. As a vehicle for Affleck, it's a 10. As a movie to go enjoy during Christmas season, it's a 5. But they shouldn't have released it now. Should have waited.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.